This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. South Carolina Republican Governor Nikki Haley is President-elect Donald Trump's pick to be his ambassador to the United Nations. She has no federal government or diplomatic experience, but she did negotiate overseas trade deals for her state as governor in South Carolina. Haley is Indian American. She's the first woman to get a high-level role in the Trump administration. Nancy Soderbergh is former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. under President Bill Clinton. Ambassador, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Your initial reaction to Nikki Haley for your old job?
I think it's a good choice. She is a very new, face on the scene, so we don't really know. But her record as governor is one of embracing tolerance. She pushed back on Donald Trump's language, pushed back on white supremacy, and actually lowered the Confederate flag in a very conservative state. So I think it's a good choice.
Does a lack of experience on the foreign stage with diplomacy or in the foreign service or with any, diplomatic negotiations, does that really matter in this job?
Well, it's certainly an easier job if you've had a lot of experience. But frankly, any governor has had foreign policy experience, and that type of executive experience, I think, prepares one well for this job. She's new, so she'll certainly have a very steep learning curve, but I'm confident that her instincts will be one of engaging the rest of the world. I think the bigger question is what types of policies she's going to have to implement. And if the early indications of Donald Trump's selection so far are of ideologues who will push an unrealistic agenda, much like George Bush, George W. First 9 months before 9/11, they were trying to kill the ICC, trying to basically ramrod America's ideological views around the world, and particularly at the UN. It didn't work. That all changed after 9/11. So if Trump starts his presidency off with trying to undercut America's position in some of the key UN deals like the climate change, like the Iran deal, International Criminal Court, Law of the Sea, those types of issues, then she's going to have a very tough job.
Does that potentially put someone like Nikki Haley then, if she's ambassador at the UN, kind of on point in a difficult way? If she's got a boss and an administration, we don't know yet, but shows contempt either for the UN mission or for various agreements, or wants to charge around like a bull, as you said, and she is in the UN dealing with other diplomats, dealing with the institution, and dealing with the agreements that are already on the table, she's potentially got a difficult job ahead of her.
Absolutely. If President Trump in January or else, signals these things before, that he's going to pull out of the climate change, pull out of the Iran deal, undercut the various conventions that we've been working with, like the Law of the Sea, various human rights agreements that are out there, she's going to have an impossible job. There is hope, I think, that he's going to move away from some of those positions. For instance, he's all of a sudden discovered that humans have something to do with global climate change. He said that the other day. Wow, okay, maybe that's true. So he does seem open. I mean, the fact that he has to learn from this low level and he's almost president is frightening to many of us who work in this field, but I think we all want him to succeed. And if he shifts away from those positions, she will be one of the most influential members in his administration.
President-elect Donald Trump set to name South Carolina Republican Governor Nikki Haley as ambassador to the United Nations. She'll have to be confirmed by the Senate. Nancy Soderbergh, former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.